Yeah. He's always the guy that's gonna anytime something like that, he's gonna be the first one to say something. But you know, I'm looking forward to hearing from a lot of them. You know, I'm still in contact with a lot of them down there, and it's gonna be a big game.
I guess it would have been different if, like, you were actually wearing the shirt, right?
Yeah, it'd been way different. that's a little more disrespectful. Yeah. But, you know, I can understand why they took it that way. But, like I said, we ain't mean that. You know what I mean? But it happened.
They're still throwing a lot of deep balls down the sidelines, as always, but not completing nearly as many.
Right.
Is there a reason for the inefficiencies that you could see on film?
When guys tend to get up and put their hands on the receiver, it kind of throw them off a little bit. But when you're not touching them guys, they're just running around, running right past you, and Nick's putting it there. So the main thing is to get up and get in their face.
When you first came here, you talked a lot about wanting to have a home. Do you feel like you've found a home here?
No, I think I definitely found some guys that accepted me and allowed me to come in and be a part of something that they already have. So it definitely feels good to be accepted, you know, and I only could go from there.
Have you experienced that at other places? Or?
Yeah. You know, shoot, I'm a likable guy. You know, I come in, you know, I'm just free spirit, just chill, low key, calm, laid back. You know, I can fit in. You know, but I definitely having a good time here. It's been a good transition.
Did you think that the Eagle situation was going to be a long-term situation for you then?
Nah, not really. I came in at a bad time being traded in, you know, not being one of the guys that they drafted. So I really didn't think so.